Hello, and welcome to Pastor Vic's Nuggets. Today we're going to be talking about how God orders the circumstances of our lives. First of all, we need to realize that God has a plan or a call for your life. Yes, He's got a plan for you. Psalms 139, verse 16 says the following, "Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed." In other words, before we were born. "And in your book they were all written, the days that were fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." You see, God knew who you were before you were born. And what's important for us today is that He even had a plan for you. The key to a blessed life is that you've got to know His plan. Because God is spiritual or unseen, 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us that we have to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. As a matter of fact, faith, quite frankly, is impossible unless you know what God's will is. And that's why hearing from God is so important to our success in life. Now, Christians often use the phrase that God opens or closes doors. Now, when God opens a door, it usually means an opportunity to fulfill His plan. Whereas when He closes a door, it means that the plan you are thinking of is not part of His plan. Therefore, He will not be in it. You see, in either case, opening and closing doors is for the fulfillment of His plan for you and your life. Now, it's important to distinguish between a coincidence and a, what I would call, a God incidence. A coincidence is random, and it can be beneficial. It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing, but it's strictly by chance. A God incidence, as the name implies, is a circumstance that God has orchestrated. You see, it's a God setup, if you will. Remember Romans 8:28? All things work out for good to those who love Him and are called to His what? Purpose. Now, a scriptural illustration of this is found in Acts chapter 16. The Apostle Paul with Silas and Timothy were sharing the gospel in Asia Minor. Now, that's modern-day Turkey. They also were visiting the churches they had been established during Paul's first missionary journey through that region. The Bible then says that at some point, they were forbidden. In other words, the door was closed by the Holy Spirit to continue preaching the word in Asia or Turkey. And then it goes on to say, and then they tried to go into Bithynia, which was in Turkey, but the Spirit did not permit them. The door was closed to continue. It was in Troas that a vision appeared to Paul in the night. And the vision was of a man from Macedonia, modern day Greece again. And this man stood by and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us with the gospel." Now, after Paul had seen the vision, he began to make plans to immediately to go to Macedonia. You see, Paul's conclusion was that the Lord was calling them to preach the gospel in Macedonia or Greece. So, why is this so significant? What's significant about this is that Paul established 7 important churches in Greece. And these are the very same 7 churches that are mentioned as examples to us in the book of Revelations in chapter 2 and chapter 3. You see, God's plan was that the Apostle Paul was to establish these churches in Macedonia or Greece. Now, Paul could have resisted the closed door, but then he would not have accomplished God's best. You see, in God, nothing happens by accident. And so in closing, it's important to note that while God may open or close a door, He will not force you to go through the open door or prevent you, and this is important, from opening a closed door. You see, a very important truth about God is that He has given you a free will to choose. You see, faith requires a free will. Love requires a free will. Obedience requires a free will. We always have a choice. Recall the words in the book of Joshua in chapter 24, verse 15. And Joshua says the following, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." As Joshua made a decision to trust God, I encourage you to do the same thing. Learn to hear God's voice through the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit, and through the circumstances of life. And then allow the peace of God to rule or be the umpire in your hearts. That's found in Colossians 3:15. In any case, I pray that God would order the circumstances of your life in such a way that it's unmistakable. Again, God bless you. Look forward to seeing you next time. And please do share this message.